you know, the county. They were using words that my kids have never heard before. I went over and talked to them and said, hey, we probably need to... I was informed that they were deputies or whatever from Arkansas, and I could blankety-blank, and I just got a hold of the right people, and it finally stopped. But the point is, I shouldn't have to do that, and my kids shouldn't have to hear that. They should be able to go out and play on their swing set. So whenever I say I understand, I do understand. I don't know what the answer is, though.
Excuse me, I have a question for you. I understand where you're coming from, because we feel the same way. We feel helpless. But don't you think planning and zoning should step up and say, let's deny this one, let's deny this one? Right now, in one night, they approved 16 nightly rentals. And they didn't listen to the permanent residents. We had objections. They didn't listen to us. They listened to the investors. They don't listen to the permanent people that live out there. I have 6 nightly rentals surrounding me. Every night during the prime time of summer, you cannot go out and sit outside without listening to the F words, the loud music, the carrying on. I bought out there because it was supposed to be a semi-retired community. And if you go door to door right now, every permanent resident out there is retired or semi-retired. The only young people you see out there are nightly rentals. They're there for 3 days at the most, and it's like, let your hair down, get drunk, have fun, the heck with everybody else.
Yep.
Now, I could put up with a couple of nightly rentals, yeah, okay? But when somebody throws 16 to 20 nightly rentals out in one community, where you're throwing compatibility out the window.
Right.
They've taken away our amenities. We can't go to our pool. You can't walk. I mean, it's all gone. So why did planning and zoning look at all of these nightly rentals as one? They didn't take them on an individual basis. Some of the driveways were shared. You can't get 8 cars in a shared driveway. I mean, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. Our neighborhood is gone, totally gone. And I don't know where to go from here. I just think planning and zoning needs to look at it a little deeper. And look what we're doing to this neighborhood. And I would really like to know how many people on planning and zoning even live next door to an ugly room. I mean, it's a whole different world. And Wes is talking about the common wall. It was intended for elderly people. 2 in this unit, 2 in this unit. There's not a lot of noise. But when I'm in a unit and you have 10 or 12 people over here, it's a nightmare. It wasn't intended to be that way.
Well,
No.
I understand. Hey, trust me. Let's be perfectly honest. It was intended for somebody to make money.
True.
And now, I understand that. I understand that. I'm not the developer. I'm not the one that sold you to you. I'm not the one that... But it was intended to make money for the original developer, who's no longer here. I think he's on a boat somewhere in the Caribbean. I don't know where he's at. But
I
don't know what the answers are. Today is about the code, but everything you guys are talking about has to do with the code.
But this is how it's built up.
Right.
Hope you leave the code. It's stronger.
It is.
There are 2 distinct groups that have appeared to planning and zoning. One is the permanent residents, which 99% are retirees. I think there's 2 families that I'm aware of that have elementary children, the rest are all retirees. And so unanimously, the permanent residents are against nightly rentals. The only ones in favor are the out-of-state owners and the real estate people that are managing it. They're making 30-35% off of this. So, you know, it's the permanent people that we're the ones that are here permanently. We're the ones that are voting, and yet it appears that it's the out-of-state people and the realtors that planning and zoning is listening to. If they just enforced the buffering, they would not have approved any of these. Because if you read that clear language, it is an external thing. It's not meant to be a wall between the two villas, because this talks about, you know, on the property line and the thickness and that type thing. And so you know, if that was enforced, there would be no nightly rentals in Branson Creek.
And again, to answer, I don't know what the correct answer is. I really don't. And we've all been thrown in. None of us were commissioners at the time that was developed. We've all been thrown into this to fix it and solve it. And so my hope is we can solve it. My hope is that we, and there's going to have to be some give and take from all parties until we can, anyways. So I'm not on planning and zoning. I know we appoint the board. A lot of those have been appointed even prior to me being commissioner, and I'm the senior of the group of commissioners. So, but I'm not in their minds. I don't know what evidence they have. I can't answer for that. I don't know. But is there a problem with keeping the, why have they been presented? Why has changes been presented to us today? Again, all of our study sessions, work sessions have been new code, going transitioning from performance to traditional. Why has this been presented to us?
With some of the language that's in there, the nightly rental would cease in Taney County. We'd have no more applications, which would be thank you very much, because that's 99% what's coming through. Just because of the language and some of the actual shall have such a thing that's not there. I mean, if they can't do it, then they cannot even apply.
Well, we have some going down Jones Road. Those are new nightly rental developments that's happening. That's probably done in a proper manner. Is that correct? So it wouldn't cease. I think it'd just be less.
Well, I wouldn't have any more new applications that could come through with the current.
With your buffer.
Well, a bunch of the language in here. The way the way it's written, people wanting to apply. Might as well not apply. I'll have to turn them back. That's why I pushed these out 45 days. So,
I guess I'm not following you. Because of verbiage in here.
Well, how are they going to get me the merchant's license? She won't issue one. It says
so. There's some
shall.
Things, we, and I don't think they have a problem with that.
Well, it's in there, but they can't. So that's why this is brought about.
So there's
that's
some why things. There's some things that need to be cleaned up.
That's what you're looking at.
Okay.
Things are in it have never been required. They're in here but never been required. Your merchant's license is required, but you've not been given it.
Well, I've never got one. I've seen one in 7 years. The author of this didn't require it the day after he...
But they don't have a problem with the merchant's license. They could care less.
But if you leave it in there...
I understand. So that's why it was brought to us. Okay.
Yeah, that's why,
why I was asking, you know, why was it even brought to us to begin with? It needs to be cleaned up to where we can go on, because there's other areas where it is a good thing for Taney County to have nightly rental.
Right.
Some of the hotel associations might not agree with that, but anytime a business goes up against mine, I'm always told the competition is good. I don't know that I agree with that, but people run against me for office. I don't like that. Competition's not good.
Well, but be on the same playing field.
Right.
There's where your motel owners come in. Be on the same playing field.
Well, I'm the one always saying that they need to be paying commercial rates for 100% of the time.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
I don't get to not pay for the days I'm closed. Why do they?
But that's your answer of why you're looking at this, so it can be cleaned up.
It's okay to take out the merchant's thing, but it's not okay to take out the word shall. Okay.
Is Mr. Strange?
Well, when you take out, like, the merchant's license, just because you were not receiving it, why did you require? I mean, that's kind of an indication of what was going on with the rest of the code.
My understanding
you weren't going out and requiring, you weren't doing the job of requiring and getting this job done.
On that specific thing, my understanding was the statutes don't allow us to require it.
They can't get one.
So they can't even get one. So it was a requirement that they can't even legally get, is my understanding from this meeting today. Statutes require you to have three, so the collector's office wasn't able to give them a merchant's license. I just learned that just now.
They don't require, statute don't require to have three. It's the definition of a merchant. It's the state statute, the definition of a merchant. Your collector's office who issues the merchant license. So when P&Z started wanting to require them to have a merchant's license, then and that came into the collector's office, it was sent to the state tax commission. The attorneys gave the opinion, and they broke it down, and I've got it up there, the definition of a merchant, and they said a nightly rental did not qualify under any of these definitions of a merchant. So.
Thank you.
We all know how
we want to fight then to take that out. But don't just because, you know, don't throw that baby out with the rest of the bathwater.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. What do you guys want to do? Do you want to look at this a little closer? Do you want to make a vote on it? Do we want to make some changes? Do we want to have a work session? I understand you have people that have applied that are kind of needing some answers. So how do we, you know, we need to... Our goal is to not make 51% mad. So... No, in all seriousness, what do we need to do? What do you guys want to do?
I understand why these changes were brought forward for PNC to continue to operate if they're going to approve it in item rentals.
Correct.
And also understand, getting it much, much grateful, Bob, that those that speaking here is this one commissioner here. Those that were approved, and if these changes are approved the way they are, then those that were approved before, if they choose to take them to circuit court, and if the judge were to rule that by this code the way it was, that was not proper and allow them not to be, then those people could come before PNC and apply under the code as would be if approved and be given a nightly rental. That's the way that I looked at all of this in my thought, which means it would cost those people going to circuit court money to get, if they won, money to do that. And these people that have been approved to have to reapply and go forth. But the end result in the end is going to be that. They've got statutes up before the state. They had them last year, didn't go. They're working hardly, very diligently to put more up there to get nightly rental approved out of the hands of these.
When we met in the work session, Brandon, I asked the Planning Commission their intent, and I feel like this was more their intent originally back in 2013. That's when the changes like this. Nightly rental used to be five or six different things under nightly rental only. Sales tax, fire department, hardly anything. It was like five items. It took up that much in the code book. So I think this, according to the Planning Commission, matches their intent of what Bob had rewritten back in 2013. Some of the verbiage and different things in there didn't actually say what the Planning Commission intended it used to be.
And that was the reason for the shalls.
Correct.
Where back then, when you said, you're told, you know, you go to this attorney and get this advice, and go to this one and get this one. And I heard one of the members say, we were told you need to put shall.
Was this run through Frank Cotty? Does an attorney need to look at any new verbiage in any code?
There's no requirement, no.
He asked if I, and I didn't send him any of the new verbiage. The main new verbiage was the CFC verbiage. The rest of it was a word here and a word there. But,
As the planning and zoning attorney,
he's the county commission attorney.
Approval on it or
anything. He's the county commission attorney.
Oh, for the commission.
Yeah, that they allow me to use.
He spoke with PNC, did he not?
Yeah, he's met with PNC and the Board of Adjustment both and talked through some of these items.
One of the comments earlier, you know, if the current language would stay in place, I think your comment was, then there would not be any more approvals of nightly rentals.